Okay, welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. My co-host today is Sabina Miller.
Hello.
And we are doing a tremendous interview with Kate and John, who are both from the Port Washington Plate Troupe, talking about War of the Worlds. And I'm learning stuff that I didn't know, even though I've heard about War of the Worlds. I think pretty much everybody has. I didn't understand the concept of it. I thought it was a whole show. So if you just missed the beginning, you were just watching a Star Trek, not realizing it wasn't real.
Mm-hmm.
This is really much more twisted than that.
Well, you can tell your listening audience that this Thursday there will be a Martian invasion.
Yeah. And that actually, it's the October 29th at Hillwood Hall, which is right here on CW Post campus.
Right.
And it's $10, which is, it's nothing for these kind of performances.
And nowadays, it costs you $10 in quarters if you go to Interport and shop.
Right. It's the truth, though. It really is. I mean,
it's nothing.
You know, we went to see Avenue Q over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
We just happened to be in the city. We were going to be babysitting, and we had the time to, so we went to the half price, and that. We got there late, so the reason we saw Avenue Q was a 2:30 show versus a 2 o'clock. It was very good, but it was 70 some. I think it was 70 some of dollars half price, or 60 some odd. That's not the point. The point is like every show is like $125 to $150 a person.
I'm going to write a book for all us old people, and I'm going to call it "Remembering What Everything Should Cost." The subway was a nickel. Now you throw nickels away.
You know, as I get older, I'm 33 right now, I'm noticing things like that, too. I remember when gas was 98 cents.
Oh, this could be a show unto itself. I mean, I remember a box of Girl Scout cookies at 35 cents. I was a Girl Scout. 35 cents for a box
and
of cookies.
And it was a bigger box.
Yes.
I don't care about the money.
You're right. It was like more cookies for less money.
Right.
All right. I'm sorry I've taken you off the subject.
Besides doing this show, Kate, I know you have holiday wishes and dreams.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just talk about for a minute, if you could bring us up to date on that.
Just very, very quickly, and thank you for asking. I am also a cabaret artist. This gives me the opportunity to perform, not only direct, but also perform. I will be doing a holiday cabaret twice, once on Sunday, November 22nd at the Rockville Center Public Library, and then again up here closer to your listening audience on December 13th, is a Sunday afternoon at the Glen Cove Public Library. It is a cabaret. It is free and open to the public. And it is a holiday show, but with a little bit of a different twist. It talks about the things we hope for, the things we wish, the things we buy at the holiday time. So we hope that everybody will come. It is a cabaret, which is also an art form that I'm trying to keep going.
Mm-hmm.
It is the I am the singer. I have my musical director, Eric Baum, and it's the singer is a storyteller, and instead of when John and I were also talking about this, since I found out John is a composer, that in cabaret, we're not portraying a character in a musical. What you see is what you get. So you get to see Kate talking to the audience, singing to the audience, and we hope that your listeners will come and join us for that.
Okay.
You know, I know that it's going to be very good because enthusiasm radiates from you.
Oh, thank
and
you.
And you're, you know, it's not just a job. You love what you do.
Well, John and I both are very passionate about what we do, and I must applaud the cast that I am honored to work with for War of the Worlds. I work with 8 very talented gentlemen, and also as well as my Foley team. They're just all top-notch.
Now, it's eight actors plus the Foley team, or the Foley's part of the 8?
No, the Foley is separate. So
really?
I have 8 actors play close to 24 parts.
Wow.
In the show.
So somebody coming to the show, they're going to see all 8 guys sitting around like a table,
mm-hmm.
and it's John's spot, it's Kate's spot. I know you're the director, you're not in it, but I'm just... and then you'll take on a different role, or you're just going to be one?
I have 3 roles.
Oh, you have 3 roles?
Yeah.
Wow.
Why don't you tell them about the 3 different characters?
Because
maybe
you have to change,
obviously,
your voice even a bit, right? I mean, you can't go...
Absolutely. I mean, we're playing to the microphone, essentially. So,
right.
You know, as Kate said, if you're in the audience, you're watching this as if we were in the 30s, you know, producing this from a radio station. But I'll go up and I'll play Carl Phillips. And,
which is
the reporter.
No, but his personality is supposed to be...
Oh, very energetic. Okay. Kate described him as a youthful kind of voice. Very excitable, describing things on the scene. But there's two other military positions that I play. So I have to change the voice a little bit. I'm a little gruffer,
And militarily, then you have to be more...
Yeah, a little more stoic.
Rock
a little
stoic,
more,
that's a good... Okay.
A little more gravelly, I think. So, now the other gentleman, too, the range that they have to play, it's very great. I mean, one gentleman's playing the studio announcer, and he's also playing a stranger, sort of, that another character happens upon, and you can't tell it's the same person unless you're watching it. Like, his voice is so varied. I mean, the cast is very talented.
I was going to say, if you play more than one character, how do you change your voice?
Well... It depends on where you place it in your body, I think.
All right. So, in other words, you're trained. That's why you have the job and I don't.
Oh, well, I'm sure you could learn if you wanted to do it.
Well, you think also of your voiceover actors that do different voices for commercial work, for animated features. And just Robin Williams, the voices and the characters that came out of him. That's what they do.
But I think the thing that I'm amazed with is John would have three different roles, but so you can change, you can go from a higher voice to a lower voice, but you have three different personalities.
Right.
That's what has to come across. So you're saying the voice might sound a little familiar, but you're going to have to come across and own three different personalities, and the other guys have to do the same. That's the part that I think is so amazing.
So that's acting.
Right.
One of the characters that John mentioned, the gentleman who plays the studio announcer, and at the end he comes back as the stranger, which is a survivor that the lead character, Orson Welles, happens upon after the destruction.
Okay.
And that particular, those two roles are being done by actually the chairperson of the Communication Sciences and Disorders Department here, Robert Domingo. Dr. Domingo is doing that role, and it's very, very different from the studio announcer. Very much, John, you could have come and auditioned and been the studio announcer for us. You've got that voice. And at the end, he comes back as the stranger, that somebody that I sort of imagine him as a sewer rat, been living down in the bowels of the earth and what's left from this mass destruction, and very different sound, maybe a little bit more of that roughness and that edge to the voice. And Bob does a fantastic job. They all do a fantastic job.
Now, the question is, and I'm really looking forward to seeing it, the question is, is something lost just slightly by watching? I mean, do you turn your eyes and close your eyes at some point and say, let me see John now differently? I think you get my question.
You're up there doing it. For me as a director, and I told them, I said, guys, please, it doesn't mean anything. It's not negative, but I will close my eyes.
Okay.
Because I find the visual is so strong, and we believe what we see before we believe what we hear.
Right.
And when you're teaching communication. Yeah. And so I found also when I listened to some of the archived, because I had done All About Eve and African Queen. I directed one, and I was a Margot in the other. And I enjoyed listening to them and because I just heard the whole final product rather than watching the Foley artists make the sound effects, he did that role or she did that role. So I do find, the visual, it's curious to watch how it happens.
Right, that's what I mean. I'd like to see how it happens, but I know I would be a person that would close my eyes and say, oh, no, look, who's that? And you got to look, and who is he now?
So don't feel badly if you look out and you see the audience.
We're not all asleep on you, John.
Right, they can't stand the sight of my face.
No, that's not the point whatsoever.
But you're right.
No, which is the most important part of this, because I know Kate and I have talked about it once before. It's just, and what you just said, the eye before you hear. It's so true.
Well, visual is a very, very strong image. And here we're going back to the golden age of radio, where it was people would sit around the radio and listen. You would have the comics would be read. Who read the comics, the funnies on, it's before my time, but who read the funnies on air, on the radio? Was it LaGuardia?
Oh, I have no idea.
Or somebody read the comic strips.
There was somebody named Uncle Don. I'm not sure what he did.
And he
Uncle or Dunkle?
Uncle.
Oh, Uncle.
Come on, this was...
Oh, it could be Dunkle Don, too.
I was a child once.
And I think sometimes we get lazy, like when I work with my students on listening. We don't listen as well as we should because we are a visual culture. I mean, bits and bytes and computers and portable devices, and it's visual, visual, visual. And now you're relying on what you hear.
Oh, no, you're going back to basics with this. And that's why I think someone like John is tremendous.
When you hear it, I personally, because I'm a visual, I visualize it. So if it's a mean guy, I'm visualizing him, and if it's a sweet, nice, good, gonna save me guy.
Well, now you know how Carl Phillips looks. Oh. You have the advantage of meeting him in person.
No, that's true. I agree with you 100%. Well, you know, the gruff voice, you're thinking of a big guy, and you know, the nice professor is another whole, you know.
Sure. I mean, No person is as beautiful as the person in your head. No one's as scary as the person in your head.
Mm-hmm. Well, what is it? You can make a circle in your head. You can't make a circle on paper. You can make a perfect circle in your head. Everybody does. Mm-hmm. Nobody can make a perfect circle on a piece of paper.
The visual is very important, and that's why I'm looking for a man with low vision.
This is not, we're not carrying ads for you, Sabina. Please. Okay, that's a violation of the ethics here.
Okay.
But nevertheless, actually, we're getting close to the last minute out of time here, too. Kate, it's always a pleasure.
Same here.
When
thank
you come
you.
On, and I want to wish you the best of luck. I'm definitely coming to this one because I tried to come to one of the other ones. I forget what it was. It never worked out, but this one I want to see. And John, it's a pleasure.
Yeah, thank you very much for having us.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
And you're going to be here for a while?
I moved back, yeah.
Oh, you're back for good. Mm-hmm. Okay, terrific. And absolutely. So hopefully there'll be more stuff you're going to be doing, you know, with the play troupe.
Oh, definitely.
And we'll be seeing your name composing something. You and Kate now, we have a cabaret thing going
on. I'm
going
to introduce him to my musical director.
Oh, I love cabaret.
Cabaret is great. I've went to one or two in the city over the years. And the duplex.
Mm-hmm, sure.
You go down there. I mean, it's just
it's most know, daring type
a little bit of a story before a song, I think. I love it versus just song after song. Anyway, thank you guys very much.
You.
Good
thank
luck on
much.
The 29th.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We'll be right back after this break.